In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So this morning, we have another of Matthew's parables that can be a little challenging for us in the 21st century. It has customs that are not familiar to us, and it is attempting to address a concern of first century Christians that most of us don't think much about, or certainly not to the extent that it produces anxiety or any real concerns for us. To get at Matthew's point and to find our "and so what," or why does this passage matter to us today, we need to go back to what Matthew was getting at and why. In Jesus's day and Matthew's, it was the custom for the bridesmaids to escort the groom, not the bride. They escorted the groom to meet the bride for the wedding, which took place at night. And so instead of carrying flowers, as is our tradition, they carried oil lamps so that everyone could see how handsome and well-dressed and rich, perhaps, the groom was. And the groom could see his way to his bride. For a bridesmaid, being prepared and ready to meet the groom would have been an honor and a big responsibility. And the more important the groom or the richer, the more bridesmaids and the bigger the responsibility. 10 bridesmaids was a lot. Matthew's letting us know that the groom that they're waiting for is very important. And the whole gist of Matthew's parable is to encourage a community that has gone through some considerable duress to keep the faith, confess Christ, and to wait expectantly for his return. The problem being that they have been waiting longer than first century believers anticipated waiting. Those to whom Paul was writing to in his letter to the Thessalonians in around the year 51 are anxious at that point that they already missed Jesus's return. So imagine the folks that Matthew is dealing with another 30 years later. Matthew here is trying to shore them up, attempting to inspire them to still be vigilant. Now, project that out to our time, some roughly 2,000 years later. Who is still waiting eagerly, anxiously for Jesus's imminent return? And certainly there are probably a lot of us who can relate to those bridesmaids who are not completely prepared, who wouldn't have imagined that the groom would be that late and thought that they had plenty of oil. And under normal circumstances, they would have. I mean, certainly there are some folks who always overplan, have way too much food, supplies for every contingency, arrive early with a spreadsheet of plans. But not all of us are like that, right? So what do we do with Matthew and his bridesmaids? Well, I think we can all relate to waiting for something to happen, the kind of waiting that goes on longer than we'd hoped, want, that brings on anxiety. We might have waited for a loved one to arrive home driving in bad weather. We might have waited to hear about a job, maybe test results on a health issue for ourselves or a loved one. Couple of experiences I know we've all had, waiting the results of an election and the end of a pandemic. We wait and wait, not sure when we'll hear, when the door will open, when the phone will ring, when the results will be in, when this will end. We just don't know. I can't tell you how many times I have said, if we only knew that this pandemic was going to end, say, like in February, we could deal with it, right? We would make a plan. We would know, okay, we can do this until then. We know it's coming to an end. We can see the light at the end of the tunnel. But no, we just don't know. And so we wait. And anxiety builds. It comes and it goes. We cope better on some days than others. Oh, yes, we know what it's like to wait anxiously for something to happen. Waiting can be hard, and often really hard, and sometimes it makes us anxious. Even Jesus was no stranger to waiting, and I'm sure with some anxiety. Jesus tells this parable in his own time of waiting, as this parable is set in the gospel between Jesus's triumphant arrival in Jerusalem and his trial and crucifixion. And he knew what was coming. As he teaches the crowds, has it out with his opponents, and gives instructions to his disciples, he knows it's just a matter of time. Jesus knows how difficult waiting can be, and he is with us in our waiting. So what do we do with all this waiting and anxiety? Well, maybe if we aren't sure of when Jesus will return, we can take comfort in his presence with us now. We can look for and share with each other and those around us the ways that Jesus is with us today. Like every time we work for justice, Jesus is present. Every time we lift each other's burdens, Jesus is present. Each time we advocate for the poor or the hungry, Jesus is present. Whenever we reach out to the friendless, Jesus is present. Every time we take the focus off ourselves and extend, share, express love to a friend or a stranger, Jesus is present. Every time we work to make this world God loves better, Jesus is present. And each time we do these things, we forget our own anxiety for just a bit. And Jesus is present. I'm a terrible flyer. And although I've gotten better over the years, because I've done it so much, I still don't like to fly. But one time I was flying from DC to Bradley, a short flight, but one that used to fill me with fear and anxiety in my early days of frequent flying. I was flying on Southwest one day in the days when their planes would have seats that faced each other. So three seats facing forwards and three seats facing backwards in the front and the back of the plane. And I was in one of those seats. I had gotten on an aisle seat and I was sitting there all strapped in, gripping my seat, my armrests, even though the plane was not even close to ready to be taken off. And a woman with a baby and a four-year-old got into the seats across from me. The little boy sat across from me, his little legs sticking out, almost touching my knees. He was scared. And then as the noises of the engine started revving up, he got even more scared and the baby started crying. I felt really bad for the mom. So I leaned over and I started talking to the little boy, started explaining what was happening with the plane, started pointing things out. The mom was really grateful. She was able to put her attention on the baby. That little boy became my new best friend and my savior. Because the whole time I was focused on him, I was not one bit scared myself. Jesus was present. Waiting, anxiety, fear are all real and hard. So let's be the church in all this. Let's open ourselves to Jesus' presence now. Let's give hope when hope is scarce, comfort when it's needed. Courage when someone else is scared. Let's be there for each other in this. Encourage each other, help each other, and let each other off the hook when we are the bridesmaids who are not quite prepared. Amen.